Archers, Sunday, December the 2nd, 2001.
The final countdown to Christmas has begun.
Brian seems to be getting very excited about this visit to Hungary.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, look. The children have moved now. You can see Uncle Tom's crib.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, I'm chatting on, aren't I?
It still looks as wonderful as ever, all lit up inside.
It's rather magical, isn't it?
Yes.
Less than 4 weeks to go, and there's still so much to do.
Pip and Josh have started to open their advent calendars. Josh took me in to see his. He's so thrilled about it.
Perhaps I can get some shopping done while Brian's away.
Yes. Phil says Oliver's going to Hungary with him.
He was, yes, but... Well, there's been a change of plan.
Oh, here we go.
Getting fatter, boy, today. One who scoffs the most gets to be our Christmas dinner.
Be nice to get my barn back again.
Oh, you won't have to wait much longer. They're selling well and all.
All I want to know is, when are you killing them?
End of next week. Thursday, Friday. If I can get enough hands to pluck them.
Well, don't look at me.
Oh, it's okay. I've got Clary and the boys and Dad.
70-odd birds?
Yeah, I kill them with Dad. Clary plucks them with the boys. We're a team.
That's a lot of feathers.
We've done it before.
And it's all got to be cleared up after.
Yeah, you don't have to worry. You can rely on us.
Can I?
Though we're... There was just one little thing I was going to ask, a small favour, like.
All right, let's hear it.
A workshop for you.
What about it?
There's plenty of space in there, and it's nice and snug. If we could take the birds in there and feather them...
No, sorry, you're not having it.
Just for the day, so we don't have to freeze out what's it.
No, Eddie.
Come on, it's like Siberia out here. The east wind whipping up your long johns.
I'm not having my shed messed up too. You'll have to do them out here.
Should have known better than to ask.
Look, just don't push it,
Eddie. All right, keep your wig on.
I don't want my workshop full of feathers. You don't know when to stop. When I think of all the grief I've had from these turkeys.
Okay, okay.
Just be grateful I've let you keep them here till now.
Hello. Here he is in his flash motor.
Oh.
Got himself a nice set of wheels.
Yeah.
No suitable escort for him, eh? Elridge diesel, 50 to the gallon, nice and reliable. That's our William. Morning.
Morning.
So, how's the new motor going then? All right?
Well, yeah, fine.
Okay, well, I've got things to do.
Neil, before you go...
Yes, William?
Well, it's about... Well, I wanted to ask...
I shouldn't bother if I was you, son.
Dad?
Whatever it is, you'll be wasting your breath.
Look, William, I'm in a hurry. Could this wait till another time?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, I'll see you then.
See ya. Great, thanks, Dad.
What are you looking at me for? Neil's not going to do us any favours.
Yeah, well, you didn't give me much of a chance, did you?
So what's so important that you got to ask Neil?
Well, it's too late now, isn't it? And it's none of your business.
It's really two old towns in one city. There's Buda on one side of the Danube and Pest on the other.
That's something else I didn't know.
Oh, it's so full of history.
It's a lovely city.
Yes, I've got a book from the library. Oh, it's fascinating. But even if I had gone with Brian...
So you did consider it?
Yes, but... as Brian pointed out, walking round a lot of old collective farms isn't my idea of a holiday.
Not mine either.
And I'd have liked to see Budapest, of course, but... I don't think he'd be there much this time, so...
And you say Oliver's not going either?
No, he left it too late to decide, and it's all booked up now.
The hotel, you mean?
Yeah, it was a group booking. You know, they must have got a special deal. Anyway, there weren't any places left.
Oh.
And Brian seems quite happy to go on his own.
He must know Oliver.
Yes, but there's nobody up from around here.
Hello.
Oh, morning, Susan.
Oh, hello. Oh, starting to feel like Christmas, isn't it?
Yes. I enjoyed the service.
Susan, Ruth wanted to know, is it you who's collecting the boys?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What's this?
Oh, it's for a charity in Felpersham. Mm-hmm. They want nearly new toys, or brand new if they can get them. They're giving out to the kids who don't get much for Christmas.
Oh, that's a nice idea. Wonder if Alice has got anything.
I'll tell Ruth anyway.
Thanks.
I'd better go and do something about the lamp, right?
Tell Brian if I don't see him to have a good trip.
Yeah, I will. Bye.
Bye, Jennifer.
Now, how's Emma doing? I saw her the other day heading down to the shop.
Yeah, she's still on the mend. She's doing fine.
I'm glad to hear that.
Still has her bad moments, of course. Sometimes she doesn't sleep so well.
I'm not surprised.
But little by little, you know. We're keeping up with her physio. She finds that a bit hard sometimes, but she's been ever so good, really.
Who does the physio?
Well, me and Neil take turns. But because Neil's at home more...
Yes, see.
And they're getting on really well. We all are. I'd never have wished it, of course, but it's been nice having her around. I've had a chance to really talk, you know?
Yes.
She doesn't have to tease me sometimes, but she makes me laugh. It's almost like getting to know her all over again.
It's been how long now since she came out of hospital?
Oh, 4 or 5 weeks.
Do you know when she'll be able to manage without her crutches?
Well, we're still not quite sure. Oh, it won't be before Christmas.
She was doing very well when I saw her.
Yeah, well, she's fine around the village. But that does have its limitations.
You see that?
Well, it's going to be worse for her as we get near to Christmas.
Mm.
And all her friends will be going off to clubs and to parties. Just hope she's not going to feel too left out.
I better dig out your thick cotton shirts. They mean an army.
Oh, I shouldn't worry about that.
Well, I know what'll happen. You were packing on Tuesday night and you won't be able to find them.
I'm not emigrating. I'm only going for a few days.
I expect it'll be jolly cold and hungry at this time of year.
I shan't be skating on the Danube.
You'll be spending a lot of time outdoors. Oh, there is that thermal underwear Mum gave.
Oh, Jenny, for goodness sake.
You never wore it, but it...
I'm not planning to either. Don't worry, I don't need it.
Oh, all right.
Honestly, I don't know how I'd manage without you, darling.
Hmm?
I'll make sure I don't get frostbite anywhere that's too vital.
Is there anything else you've forgotten? Have you ordered some currency from the bank?
Yep, it's all sorted out.
Oh, good.
There'll be cash points I can use in Budapest anyway.
Yes, I suppose there will.
We're all good capitalists now. They'll soon be taking their orders from Brussels like the rest of us.
What about a phrase book? That might be useful.
Jenny, they all speak English. Well, the people that matter anyway.
Well, it was just a suggestion.
I'm so sorry I won't have you there to look after me.
Well, I can take you as far as the airport anyway.
Oh, that's kind of you, but I might as well drive myself.
But don't you want me to?
Yeah, it'd be so much simpler, because I'm not sure what time I'll arrive back. I mean, it could be quite late.
Oh, all right then. It's a pity Oliver missed his chance to go with you.
Well, that can't be helped.
But if he was really keen, couldn't he have bought his own tickets and come separately?
Well, it's too late to organise that now.
Oh, what a shame.
I'll fill him in when I get back. Have you seen my field glasses anywhere?
No.
I want them for tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow?
My falconry experience.
Oh, yes.
You may have forgotten about my birthday present, but I certainly haven't.
Well, you need field glasses.
Well, they might come in useful if we get to do some real hunting.
Do you think it will? It's only half a day, darling.
Well, we'll see. I'm looking forward to it anyway. Oh, blast! Susan! Susan!
You want a hand, Neil?
Oh, William.
The wire cutters, is it?
Yeah,
they're down under the ladder.
I got them.
Oh, thanks.
If you could pass them up.
There you go.
Thanks.
We'll get these lights up before it's too dark. When are they switching them on? Wednesday, is it?
Yeah, that's right. If I don't get them up today...
Neil,
Emma's not home, I'm afraid. She's round at her gran's for tea.
Oh, well, it was you I wanted to see, really.
Huh?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you. Well, about Emma and...
Hold on. I'll just come down and...
Well, it's nothing special.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, it's just a small thing. Oh, but it's quite important, really.
Oh. Okay, then.
Well, now I'm mobile again. Now I've got my new car. I thought I'd... can I take Emma out one night?
Take her out?
Yeah, she wants to come. I already asked her, but I thought I'd better check with you first.
Well, you did the right thing by asking, William. What exactly did you have in mind?
I'd pick her up and take her somewhere. Oh, somewhere local, wherever she wants to go. And bring her straight back again.
You know how careful she has to be on her crutches.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, I could help her and...
Well, the thing is, there's still a way to go with her physio and her exercises. I I'm not sure if she's ready for it.
Oh, I wouldn't keep her out for long.
You'll have to give me some time to think it over, and I'll have to speak to Susan.
Okay.
But I'll be honest with you. I'm not all that happy about it.
Yeah, I see. All right.
Neil?
I'll call back another time, shall I?
Yeah, if you like.
Neil, did you call me?
All right, then. I'll see you.
Yeah, see you.
Wasn't he looking for Emma?
No.
What
do you think of those lights, eh? Think they're up high enough?
Yeah, they look fine to me.
Oh, good. I'll get the ladder down then.
Neil?
Well, maybe I ought to test them first.
What did he call round for?
William? Just asking about... He wants to take Emma out in that car of his.
Oh, well, that's nice of him.
What?
Well, why not? What did you say to him?
I said I wasn't sure. We'd have to think it over.
Why? What's the harm in it?
It's too soon. She's only just out of hospital.
She's been at home for over a month. Stuck in the village with nothing to do.
That don't mean she's fit to go tearing off around the countryside.
Neil.
With a Grundy at the wheel.
William's not like Ed. He's a sensible boy.
Yeah, maybe.
He's mature, responsible. I'd trust him to take her out.
I'm still not happy about it. If anything was to happen,
Why should it? Oh, look, Neil, she can't stay home forever. She's well enough now. It's time she got out.
She seems happy enough to stay at home.
How do you know? Have you asked her?
Well...
You know what she's like. She's not one to complain, but that doesn't mean she'd rather not be out with her mates.
So, you really think we should let her go?
Yes. Yes, I do. It's just what she needs.
A taste of the sportive kings.
We try not to have favourites, but if we did...
That's a wicked-looking beak.
He's a Lanner falcon. Well, they look fierce, but, they're actually quite gentle, as falcons go.
Oh, I'm sure he's as sweet as pie.
He is with me. Not if you happen to be one of his prey species, of course.
So what does he hunt?
Anything up to the size of a crow. He can take a partridge quite easily.
Really?
Yeah. What he lacks in size, he makes up for in speed and flying skill.
So do we get to see him in action?
Well, this is only a half-day course, so we shan't have time to take him out hawking.
Oh.
But you'll see him flying to Allure. And Jessica's going to give us a demonstration.
Oh, yes.
Have you met Jessica?
No, not yet.
I'll introduce you.
I'm looking forward to it.
She's busy with the others now. We're still waiting for one of our group to arrive. Always someone who's late.
Well, so long as we're through in time, because I've got a busy afternoon.
Yes, we'll try and keep to our schedule.
So, Nigel, what are these bigger birds?
These? These are Harris hawks.
I'm not sure I want to get in the way of one of them.
They're bigger, yes, but they're actually easier to fly than our two falcons. They're a desert species, native to the southwest states of America. We're a good beginner's bird. You'll get a chance to handle them later.
What do you mean to fly one?
Well, no, not this time. You'll get to hold one on your wrist. We need a bit of training even to fly them to Allure, or they can pick up bad habits.
I see.
I'm so sorry.
Here's our missing guest.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
I didn't know you were...
Nigel, I'm sorry I'm late. I was about to leave and I had a call from Paris.
No, there's no rush. I'll see if Jessica's ready and then we'll get started.
Wow. What a nice surprise.
Those birds, aren't they just magnificent?
You didn't tell me you were booked to come too.
I wasn't. I mean, it was kind of, you know, last minute thing.
Really?
When you said you were going, I thought it sounded interesting.
Oh.
So... Well, I called Nigel at the weekend, and luckily he still had a space.
Well, that was a stroke of luck.
So here I am.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the hawks fly. Don't they just look so lean and cool and aristocratic?
Yeah, well, I was hoping we'd see them in action. I mean, hunting live game.
Not today.
No, apparently that doesn't come with a half-day course.
Oh.
I'll get over it. In fact, it looks like being a very enjoyable morning.
Are you sure you can manage? It's okay, thanks. I'm nearly done. There's no hurry. Well, the sooner we get started on that shopping...
Should have enough time.
You haven't seen me list yet. I'll feed these two here, then I'll do with you.
You'll have to go in and change.
Well, that won't take a minute. Don't you get muck on your shoes.
No, I'm being careful.
No, I'm not doing so bad for presents, really. Then all me lot up north. Still short on the kids. There's David.
Any ideas?
David? Oh, I've got a complete mental block. Whenever I start to think, my mind goes totally blank.
Oh, I know.
So, have you got any brilliant suggestions?
Well...
And we're stuck for Phil, too.
Oh, I might be able to help you there. There's a couple of CDs he wants, chamber music.
Oh, great. If you're not getting it...
No, I've done him already.
OK, fantastic. One more down.
Now, are you both too sure about the piano?
Of course we are. It's very generous of you.
She's been doing very nicely since Phil started her off. It's a shame not to keep going.
She loves it too.
Good. Well, go ahead then.
Mind you, I don't know where we'll put it. To keep it a secret till Christmas Day.
Oh, we'll have it delivered as late as possible.
I still found one then?
No, not yet. But I'm sure he'll track one down. He was phoning round the dealers again this morning.
All right.
There seem to be plenty for sale. He's just got to choose the right one.
Okay. Not going to be left out, are you?
Is that your new calf?
Yep. Born last week. Beautiful little heifer, isn't she?
Phil was telling me. From one of your best cows.
That's the one.
What's the mother's name?
Bluebell.
You got a name for the calf yet?
I'm working on it.
Got to be a flower like a mum. Violet.
I don't know. I might not give her a name at all.
Oh, go on. Why not?
Yeah, you're right. Her mum's a bit special. I reckon you are too, aren't you, pet?
Those talons. I hope the glove's as thick as they say.
I think he's rather taken to you.
I don't know. He's given me a funny look. But he is a gorgeous-looking thing, though.
Yes. You go well together. I can see the both of you on a desert bluff. Wind in your hair, eyes scanning the horizon for a... Well, what it is they hunt in the wild.
It is kind of romantic.
Yes. Where's your camera?
Oh, Brian.
Come on, just a quick snap for souvenir.
Well, OK, careful. Don't upset my friend here.
Now, step over there. We'll get the trees behind you. OK. Now, hold him up a bit.
How's that?
Yes, very sleek and predatory. And the hawk looks pretty good, too. Smile. OK, good. You'll have to give me a copy.
I don't know. I'll have to think about that.
So, how are you getting on?
He's a beauty. I'd like to take him home with me.
Not sure what Tim would say to that.
No.
Sharing your house for the Harris hawk. If you pass him over gently, we'll get him back to his perch.
OK.
That's it. There you go. Good. Excellent.
So what's next on the agenda?
Our grand finale. Jessica's going to fly the Lanners to the Lure.
Oh, great.
And then if anyone wants to ask any questions...
That's it.
Yeah. We shouldn't be too late finishing. I know you've got a busy schedule.
Well, it's been fun. It's a shame it's got to end so soon.
Yes.
Maybe I'll book a whole day the next time.
You're going straight home after.
Well, I was, yes.
There's a decent pub down the road. Why don't we pop in for a drink or two?
Well...
I could tell you more about my trip to Hungary.
But if you've got things to do...
Oh, nothing that can't wait.
All right, then. Why not?
Greg? Here, Greg!
Oh, Ruth. Sorry, I need
to... Walking about like a zombie.
I didn't see you sitting there.
I'm not hard to miss, am I?
No.
Come on, sit down for a bit. Relax for a minute.
Thanks, I will.
Bit of a change of scene for you, isn't it?
Once a year, that's enough for me.
It's not so bad this morning. You wait till Saturday.
No, thanks. There's life to do for me. I won't get another chance before Christmas.
Well, I'm the lucky girl. Jill's doing all the legwork for me. All I've got to do is sit here.
That's kind of her. No, you've got a pretty good excuse.
So, how are you doing?
Well, it's a lot easier for me. I haven't got a huge family to shop for. I've been mostly looking for Helen.
Any luck?
Well...
Has she given you any hints?
No. I wish she had. I've had to use my own imagination.
So, have you got something?
Yeah, earrings, actually. Yeah, I'll show you. In fact, I'd like to see what you think.
Thank you.
There, what do you reckon?
Oh, they're lovely.
Yeah, I've got a couple of other things, too.
But these are great. Are they antique?
Yeah, turn of the century, Art Nouveau. At least that's what the guy in the shop told me.
Oh, I think she'll love them. Look, if I hold them up to you.
Yeah, they suit you all right.
I'm sure they'll suit Helen too.
You don't think they're, you know, too old for her?
No. No, not at all. No matter what age you are, she'll look great in them.
Thanks. Yeah, it was quite a stressful decision. Took me half the morning trying to get it right.
Hey, quick!
Oh,
do you know she's got Helen
there? Yes, I'm meeting her. We're having lunch together.
Hello! Look who I found!
Hi. Hi, I found someone too.
Hello.
Hiya. So, have you been waiting?
No.
So, how have you done, Jill?
Quite well, I think.
Great, you're a real saviour.
I found a lovely sweater for David. Would you like to see it?
Jill, you have this chair.
Oh, no, I don't want to move you.
Oh, it's okay, we're not today.
Greg doesn't like this place. He does his poor head in.
Something like that.
Well, come on, then. We'll go and find something quieter.
Most of them are old collective farms that were taken over by their staff.
They haven't done too well by the sound of it.
No. Now, usually the smaller fry were bought out by the old managers, and now they've gone bust. They're the only farms outsiders are allowed to buy.
And there are one or two you're already interested in?
Well, we're looking at five altogether. All within a couple of hours in Budapest.
Mm.
I'm sorry, this must be terribly boring for you.
Honestly, these old Eastern Bloc countries are where it's all happening. You know, I've always fancied the look of Budapest.
Yes, and it's got quite a romantic past. Ask Jenny, she'll tell you all about it.
Lucky you. Down there, living it up with the wine and the gypsies. And there I'll be in Brussels.
Come on, who was raving about the fantastic restaurants?
Of course, I'm looking forward to it.
I should think so.
But it's not as romantic as going to a place like Hungary. It's not going to set my blood racing.
Well,
And I'll have a fair bit of time on my hands, too.
I'm sure you'll find plenty to do.
Okay, I'll be imaginative.
Yes. You got time for another?
Well...
Go on, just a quickie.
No, really. I'd love to, but...
So, while I'm plodding around a potato packing plant somewhere on the great Hungarian plain, I'll think of you in a four-star restaurant sampling the foie gras au truff.
No, I'll be sitting in my hotel room with my laptop. I'm sorry, I really have to go now. I've got some business calls to make.
All right.
When you get back, you'll have to tell me all about it.
I'm sure that can be arranged.
Okay, then. I look forward to it.
So will I.
I was stood there looking a bit shifty, and this girl comes up to me and she says, "Do you need any help?" And I said, "No, thanks, just browsing." And she looks me over, you know, the way they do. And she says, "You needn't be afraid to ask. That's what we're here for."
So, did you?
Ah.
Oh, so I'm not getting any saucy knickers then?
You won't catch me out like that.
Oh.
Wait till Christmas. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
I'm not such a complete disaster when it comes to shopping. Just a bit out of practice.
And you took the whole morning off. Must have been such a sacrifice.
Don't push it.
Well, there are people who like Christmas shopping.
Fake holly and tacky music. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, I know, Mr. Scrooge.
Okay.
Don't worry, just grit your teeth. It'll soon be over.
Well, Christmas hasn't been my favourite time of year since... There hasn't been a lot to celebrate.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry.
Oh, not moaning. It suits my job. Don't get much time off anyway.
Well, this year is going to be different. This year you've got me.
That's nice of you.
Well, I mean it. And it'll be different for me too.
Well, I know it's a big family thing for you.
Oh, but we're not going to leave you out. You are coming for Christmas dinner, aren't you?
Yes. Oh, I'd love to. Would that be all right?
Of course it would. I mean, I know you've got your big shoot on Boxing Day.
That'd be lovely, thanks.
So you'll have to leave in the afternoon, but that'll be fine.
What about your parents?
Well, I'm sure Mum won't mind. Dad'll be delighted.
It's a long time since I had a proper Christmas dinner.
Great. I'll tell Mum you're coming then.
It's been another disturbed night for Ed Grundy.
Edward!
Shh, no, quiet, Eddie. Don't wake him yet. Leave him be.
Oh, but I want him to help me load up the logs.
Well, can't you manage? Ain't fair to get him up for that.
So what about his community service?
He's got half an hour yet. I'll make sure he's up in time.
All right, for some. I've got logs to deliver.
Why so early?
I've got to drop this load over Penny, has it? Then I'm back into Leaderswood to cut some more.
Yeah, all right.
I was talking about rain later.
He were up late again last night. His light was still on at 2:30 when I went to the bathroom.
Well, that's his own looking.
Eddie, you know why it is. It ain't getting no better. So he don't like to go to sleep. That's why he's looking so tired all the time.
OK, I'll do it myself.
Well, I'm worried about him. I don't know what to do.
There's not much we can do, is there?
Oh, I wish there were. Perhaps you could try talking to him. Eddie?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, he won't say much to me, and talking do help sometimes. What are you staring at?
There's someone else up early, look.
Robert Snell?
He's got a ladder, see? He's putting up more of them fancy Christmas lights.
Oh, where are they going now?
They're cherry tree by the look of it. There's nowhere else left.
They'll have a whole garden full of lights. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Nice!
We'll have a good view from there. It'd be lovely and Christmassy.
Like a blooming fairground.
Well, all we've got's that one little string of fairy lights. Is there any of that tea left?
Oh, there's some in the pot.
I wonder if the Snells will switch those on tomorrow with the rest of the village.
Nah, we'll see. I'd better get them logs sorted.
They ain't shooting down Leaderswood today, are they?
If they was, I wouldn't be going there.
Well, if you do see our William, say hello from me.
Is that all?
Give him my love. He was a bit fed up yesterday.
What for? If someone just given me a free car loan.
Well, that's just it. Now he's got it, he wants to take Emma out somewhere.
Oh, I see. Show her the old passion wagon.
Oh, grow up. They're just friends. He wants to take her out for tea or summer, so she's been stuck at home for all that time.
So she's playing hard to get?
She wants to go. It's Neil. He won't let her.
Not typical.
No, it ain't that. He's worried, you know, about her going in a car again.
You reckon?
That's what I think. It's a bit hard on William, though. She wouldn't come to know her.
Try telling that to Neil.
Well, I thought perhaps when you're up, Willa...
No, don't leave me out
of it. No, but couldn't you just have a quiet word with Neil if you see him?
Oh, love, we're only just speaking. Oh, I'm not crossing Neil Carter. Well, not till I've got them turkeys out of his bone.
Oh, right.
I can't risk it, Clary.
Maybe I'll speak to Susan.
It's a delicate situation.
But have you asked him about a shed, somewhere warm to do the plucking?
Yeah, shouldn't be a problem.
We don't want to sit out in that Dutch barn, and we'll need somewhere to hang them to,
yeah,
remember.
Don't you worry, Clary. Love, I'll sort it.
Yeah. It's different.
Well, better or worse.
What do you think, Tony?
Well, yes.
Well, do you like it?
It's interesting. Wouldn't you say, Pat?
Yeah, it's quite a complex flavour.
I thought it was a bit soapy.
Well,
oh, I wouldn't say...
Oh, come on, tell me the worst. Would you have to spare my feelings?
Well, yes. I know what you mean.
I quite like it.
Dad.
Oh, all right, yes, there's a bit of soap in there somewhere.
Did you rinse out the container?
It's not that. I'm pretty sure it comes from the culture.
I think there's still some way to go before it's ready to market.
Yeah, I think I know what's wrong. I'll get it right next time.
Well, it's definitely the best of this batch, though. Nice texture. Soft, but not slimy. And I like the saltiness.
Yeah, scoff the lot, why don't you?
Well, it's a shame to waste it.
All those years of crisps and pork scratchings. Taste bud's been shot to pieces.
Well, at least it tastes of something.
Thank you, Dad.
In fact, I think you've done very well.
Good. If you've finished, I'll put it away now.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
You're on the right track, love. You need to experiment. Take it slowly, make a few more batches, see how it goes.
Yeah, I'll start making some more tomorrow.
Well, I know you need to rush it. We're not going to risk a big investment until we've got it absolutely right.
No, but
do we, Tony?
Well, we want a product that's going to sell.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. I'll keep working on it. I'll do another couple of small batches, but I think I'm nearly there. I really do.
Are you sure?
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Yes.
I'm sure I can get rid of the soapiness. I'll try for a nuttier flavour, something like a blue Ardèche, and try it out with some tasters in the shop.
Well, as long as you don't forget to give me a bit to try.
Okay, Dad. I've managed to get hold of some cheese moulds anyway.
Already?
Yeah, and put me onto this supplier, and I've ordered a set of three different sizes.
Well, how much was that?
Can't remember offhand. They're good value. You won't find any new ones any cheaper.
Right.
And what I'm after now is a Bain-Marie. You know, a proper big one. I'll try and get a used one, but Anne says they're not so easy to find.
Well, there's no big rush, is there?
Right, I'm back out to the cabbages.
Oh, Dad, wait. While you're both here, I wanted to ask you something.
Oh, yes?
Well, when I saw Greg yesterday, I asked him round for Christmas dinner. You don't mind, do you?
No. No, of course not.
Oh, fine by me.
If he doesn't mind putting up with all of us.
Well, you know he's busy, but it's a bit sad for him, really. He's got nowhere else to go.
Both his parents are dead, aren't they?
Yeah, and of course his kids aren't around either. It'll cheer him up a bit.
And it'll be nice for me, too.
Well, I think it's a great idea. Don't you, Pat?
Yes, love. He's welcome to join us.
I wondered if you'd be down this way this morning.
Oh, I can't stop. I'm off to dog in the plantation.
Hold on.
Meg! Oh.
Hey, you got time for a few words with your old dad, ain't you?
Well...
It's not as if we've seen much of you these days.
Yeah, I'm busy, aren't I? Not just the shoots. Griff's got us doing extra patrols.
Oh, at night, you mean?
Yeah, all hours. I don't get to sleep much some nights.
Well, just you watch out for yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean it. It's a different ball game these days. Not just your local out for a couple of birds. These gangs that come out poaching from the towns, they won't stop at nothing. You don't want to get in their way.
Oh, it's all right. I'll be careful.
Well, mind you do. Oh, and I got a message from your mum. She says to say hello.
Nothing else?
Well, was it? Hello.
Okay, then.
Hey, hang on. I got a message for you, too. Word from the wise. Just you hang in there, son.
What?
That's the first rule when you're courting. Perseverance. That's the way to do it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Never let the parents stand in your way. I never did. And I was up against a few in my time, I can tell.
Okay, Dad.
Go back and ask Neil again. Use your charm. Don't take no for an answer. He'll come round in the end.
Yeah, thanks for the tip. Meg, come on.
We need an extra 5 gallons for the yoghurts.
You keeping up with the orders?
Just about. Clary's staying on this afternoon.
Well, who knows? Next year we could be making extra cheese for Christmas too.
Oh, Helen has her way. We'll be selling it by January.
You think she's taking it too fast?
If she's ordering the equipment already.
Well, she can't start until she's got the product.
Yeah, that's what's slightly worrying me. Just hope she's patient enough to get it exactly right.
Oh, I shouldn't worry too much. It'll take her a while to get all the equipment together. Sounds as if this Bain-Marie could be a problem.
Yeah.
And at least she's still enthusiastic. In fact, she seems on pretty good form all round. Nice to see her so cheerful.
Yes, it is.
And I reckon it's mostly down to Greg. Don't you?
Yes, yes. They're obviously getting on well at the moment.
Well, I think it's great. I'm glad they've sorted out their problem. And it's nice that he's coming round for Christmas dinner.
Hmm.
You don't mind, do you?
No. Oh, why should I?
Well, I thought I'd picked up a certain lack of enthusiasm.
Oh, don't be silly. We've had Tom and probably Kirsty too, so why not Greg? There'll be plenty to get around.
And he won't hang around all afternoon. He'll have to get back to work.
Oh, there you are, then. A perfect guest, as far as I'm concerned.
You still don't quite trust him, do you?
Doesn't matter if I do or not. It's Helen.
Yeah. And whatever problems they've had in the past, it's obviously all behind them now.
I hope so.
Hello.
Oh, William. I'd stay where you are if I were you.
Or you'd be up to your knees.
Yeah. I'm sorry to bother you.
Hold on. I'll come on over.
Oh, okay.
I think I can guess what you've come for.
Yeah. It's... You said you'd think it over, so... I wondered if you had thought about it, you know.
Well, before I say anything, I want to ask a couple of questions.
Yeah, okay.
First of all, where do you want to take her?
I don't know. We haven't had a chance to talk about it.
I see. And how long would you be out for?
Well, that depends.
You're not making it very easy for me, William.
It's like I said, I don't want to take her far, and I shan't keep her out late neither. You just give us the time and we'll keep to it.
Well, I have thought about it, like I said. And I've talked to Susan.
Hello.
And, look, I don't want to push you, but it'd be nice to know one way or another. It's not easy for me to get time off.
Yes, I appreciate that, William.
Afternoon, William. Didn't think to see you up here.
Oh, I'm talking to Neil.
Well, don't stop for me.
Well?
Okay, William. If you don't take her further than Borchester.
No, of course.
No pubs or anything. And you make sure she's back home at a reasonable time.
Yeah, no problem.
Fair enough. You just look after her.
Yeah, I will.
You can count on William.
Thanks. I might be able to get Friday afternoon. Is that all right with you?
That's okay with Emma.
That's great. That's fantastic. Right, thanks again.
Yeah, all right then.
Told you, didn't I? Perseverance.
Yeah, I'll see you Friday.
And you go steady in that new car.
Bye then.
Bye, William.
You made the right decision there.
I hope so.
He's a good lad, is our William. Steady as a rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Neil, while I'm here, about the turkeys.
I told you, you're not feathering in my shed.
Oh, no, no, of course. But you don't mind if we hang them in there, do you?
What?
Just for a few days. I'm getting your way.
Hang them in my shed.
We've got to hang them somewhere.
Eddie.
It's the obvious place.
Eddie, just answer me this. Have you talked to environmental health about those birds? Right. Well, let's get this quite clear. Once they're killed, I don't want anything more to do with them.
Oh, come on.
I mean it, Eddie. I shan't be up here when you kill them. I've got paperwork to do, and when I come back...
So where are we supposed to take them?
I don't care, so long as they're off my property.
It's time for the big switch on.
Suppose there's anything here you want.
Well, I...
How about this nice coffee table with the aluminium legs, eh?
Oh,
sure. Joke.
Oh, hideous. I thought we threw it out when we left the stables.
I don't think we've got quite the placement.
Good riddance, I say.
So, all this is going?
Yes, the house clearance firm is picking it up tomorrow. How we ever thought we'd have room for it.
And then we can use our new dining room.
Well, let's go on through. I'll show you the new curtains.
Oh. You've got the rest of the house looking so nice.
Oh, you think so? Oh, well, there's such a difference.
Even from when I came last week.
Oh, it is starting to come together at last.
I've told Chris, never again.
Oh, I hope we shan't have to. There, what do you think?
Oh, yes, you have done well.
You don't think they're too feminine?
No, 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 they're perfect. They make the whole room feel so light and cheerful.
And that is the right answer. Well done, Jennifer.
No, it's quite true. It feels, well, a different house. I mean, when you think what it was like before you started, it's a complete transformation.
Okay, you can stop now. We're convinced.
Good. How about a cup of tea?
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, it's okay. We're having some anyway. I won't be a minute.
Oh, come on. Have a seat, Jennifer.
Thanks. I didn't mean to stay all afternoon.
Feel free. We've got no other plans.
Oh, well.
Joys of retirement.
I always do feel it a bit of a loose end when Brian goes away.
Oh, is this his trip to...
Oh, it's Hungary. Aye. Left this morning. Drove himself to the airport. I did offer to take him, but...
Save yourself a drive.
Yes. It's a bit of a slog there and back.
Well, now you're here. You know they're switching on the Christmas lights this evening, 6 o'clock. You might as well stay for that.
Well, I'd have to pick up Alice first. Well,
bring her down too. We'll be doing our bit, slightly against Chris's better judgment.
All right. Well, thanks.
And you might be able to help us. It's all got to be carefully synchronised.
Mm, starting at the bull, isn't it?
Yeah, one house at a time.
Yeah.
Both ways round the green till they meet up at the council houses.
And woe betide anybody who's out of order.
Well, I'm already down to do the village hall lights. Now, you could help Chris do ours. Stand outside and tell her when.
Such a responsibility.
Have one of these to be going on with.
Ooh, shortbread.
I've found you an assistant for the lights.
Oh, you're staying, Jennifer?
She's going to fetch Alice and help you with the timing.
I'm sure Alice will be straight off with her friends. And oh, don't be surprised if I get it wrong.
Oh, it's not just the lights. There's a band and mince pies on the green after. Should be worth staying for.
Well, Brian's living it up in Budapest.
Yes, you have your fun too.
I thought this was a business trip.
Well, it is, really. They'll spend most of their time looking at farms.
There'll be the odd hangover too, I should think.
Well...
Ah, you set a few farmers loose in a foreign city.
Where are your wives going?
Not as far as I know. Oh, sure he'd be much better off without me tagging along.
Yes, I'm in position now. In the lane at the end of the drive. Mrs. Snell?
Oh, what's wrong with the fuse?
Oh, well, all right, call me when it is. Bye.
Hello, you all right?
Oh, Clary, you're just in time.
For what?
The moment we've all been waiting for. Robert's going to switch on our Christmas lights. Oh, so that were him you was
coming? I've come out here to get the best view. They should light up the whole garden.
Oh, yeah, we've seen Mr. Snell up in the trees with his ladder.
Well, that's been quite an operation, but I think it's going to be worth it.
So you won't wait until 6 o'clock?
Oh, no, no. I have to be down on the green by 6 to see the village lights.
I'm going down too. I've got to help Sid.
We may be too far away to join in, but we can still have our own display.
Oh, what's going on?
They're
going to
switch their lights on.
Oh, yeah?
I can promise you it's going to be quite spectacular.
There's enough bulbs out there. Are you sure you won't cause a blackout?
I think the National Grid can take it, Eddie.
You've gone to a lot of trouble, I can see.
Well, this is going to be a rather special Christmas with our Victorian party.
How are you getting on with the preparations?
We've been having great fun getting into the Victorian spirit. Robert and I spent yesterday evening gilding walnuts.
Nut?
Yes. You crack them carefully, take out the middles, and you put a slip of paper with your fortune inside.
Yep. Oh, like you will meet a tall, dark stranger.
Yes, that's it. And then you put the halves back together, paint them gold, and hang them on the tree.
Mm. Sounds a bit fiddly.
Well, yes, it is, but we had a lovely time. We put some carols on. Oh, excuse me. Yes, hello? Good.
It's Robert. He's ready.
Oh! All right, I'll count you down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, it's that. Oh,
yes, that is nice. It's even better than I thought.
Oh, it's beautiful. Look at that, Eddie.
Can't really miss it, can I?
Oh, different colours. Oh, and look, some of them look like they're moving.
That's our tree cascade. It's run on a microchip.
And the shapes too, look. Christmas bells.
Yes, yes, they're rather festive, aren't they? I had in mind, you see, bow bells ringing out over London on a frosty Victorian eve. No, you can't actually hear them, of course.
Talk about light pollution.
Robert must see this.
Look at it.
Robert, are you still there?
But she's lit up off the countryside.
Robert, you must come out here and see it. Bring the video camera.
Are they staying on all night?
What?
I said, are they staying...
Eddie.
Oh, all right. I'll come in and find it. Bye.
I think they're just so lovely, Mrs. Snow.
Thank you, Carrie. You'll have the best view of all from your front gate.
Too right. It used to be nice and dark down this road. Look at it now.
Any sign yet?
Almost time. The van's ready and I can see lots of people outside the wall.
I hope ours are going to work.
Surely you've tested them.
George says they're okay.
Oh, I'm sure they'll be fine. At least it's not pouring with rain.
Oh, here we go. Keep a lookout.
Nothing happened yet.
Oh, help, the night's starting already.
Is that
I didn't see, I was queuing in the shop.
Well, who's doing your lights?
Me, Tim's at the surgery.
Well, you'd better hurry. You've got about 25 seconds to get across the green.
Ready, George?
I can't see much from in here. You'll have to tell me when.
I think Sid's just come out of the ball.
Oh, who's that racing across the green? Someone's in a hurry. Looks like Siobhan.
Honeysuckle. That's one of the last to go.
She's cutting it fine. I don't think she's going to make it. Go on, Siobhan, hurry!
I can't see her anymore.
Okay, well, let's worry about getting ours right.
You ready with the switch?
Ready.
Sid's got his arm up. Wait, wait. Yes. Yes, there goes the ball. Angled vine. Ready. Now.
Wait. Wait.
Down.
Oh, good. Now I can come out and see.
There they go. Round the corner. Up Manorfield Close and down again.
All right, up the other way through Glebelands. Oh. That's a really good show.
Perfect synchronisation. They're going to meet exactly at the green.
Where's Honeysuckle?
Siobhan.
Oh, dear, I suppose there had to be someone.
Oh, my. Talk about humiliating.
Oh, who let the sign down?
I'll never be able to hold up my head in this village again.
Oh, better late than never.
I don't suppose many people even noticed.
Didn't they? I've practically run the gauntlet all the way back across the green.
Oh, it's all good fun, isn't it?
My own stupid fault. I had to catch the shop. We'd run out of milk and I'm going away first thing tomorrow morning.
Don't worry about it.
Well, after this, I may decide never to come back.
Where are you off to?
Brussels. Oh, just for a few days.
Business?
Yeah, a conference.
Oh.
Very likely.
Well, I know, but that's local government.
Hello, did you do yours on time?
No, spot on, with Linda's help.
We've been talking about the village envelope. George says we probably won't get a decision before Christmas.
Christmas.
No.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Maybe no news is good news.
Well, I hope so. I don't want a huge estate on our doorstep. Linda, that glow in the distance. Is it from the hall?
Oh, yes, our own Christmas lights. I didn't know you could see them from here.
Where?
There, just to the left of Glebeland's.
I see.
Oh, yes. Of course, you don't get anything like the full effect from here. You'll have to come down and see... Oh, did they go out?
Well, I can't see them anymore.
Well, that's strange.
Who's that? Are they?
Oh, hello, love. Back already?
I said I'd be early. What you doing out here in the dark?
Well...
Hey, and what happened to the Snell's Christmas lights?
Oh, search me. They must have turned them off again.
Oh, funny. Wonder why?
Stars and the moon, that's good enough for me.
Are you coming in, then?
Not for a little while yet.
Eddie, is that your gun?
No, there was no need to shout about it.
Eddie, please,
not again. There's no harm in it, love. Just going for a walk.
You know what's going to happen. Sooner or later, you'll be... Oh, what's the point?
Don't worry about it. No one's going to miss a couple of pheasants.
Ever you two.
Don't go on the estate, I know.
It's not fair on William.
Oh, be careful.
Oh, I suppose it's no use me telling you.
Don't wait up for me, love. You get to bed.
Eddie, wait now. Neil was in the ball tonight, and I was going to ask about the turkeys, then I thought we'd better check with you first.
Yeah. I meant to tell you.
Well, have you asked him about a shed for the plucking?
He wasn't too happy about it. He wants us to use the Dutch bone.
Oh, Eddie, but I thought...
Yeah, I know. That's Neil Carter for you. I did my best, love. I said please and everything.
So what about a shed to hang him in? Eddie.
Oh, we'll have to hang him somewhere else.
Where?
We'll bring them down here, hang them in the greenhouse.
There's no room in the greenhouse.
Oh, we'll have to put them indoors.
I'm not having them in my kitchen.
That's too warm. We'll have to move Dad out of the front room for a few days.
He's not going to like that, Eddie.
You just have to lump it. Look, I'll sort it out tomorrow.
Oh.
Where's me bag? The sooner I go, the sooner I'll be back again.
Which way are you going?
There at the front, across the lane, down the path by the...
Oh, no, all right, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
I'll be all right now those lights are off. I shan't be lit up like a plastic Santa Claus.
Eddie, did you...
Hello? Clary?
Maybe we'll go to the back instead. See you later.
Oh, Clary.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Snell.
I wonder if you could help. Could you lend me a torch? My batteries are flat. Oh,
yes, if you want. Mine ain't too good, neither.
Oh, dear. Perhaps I'll leave it till daylight. I've been trying to mend our lights.
Oh, so you didn't turn them off?
Oh, no. We were both down at the village and they just went out.
Oh.
Robert's still down at the ball. I've been trying to trace the fault.
So you think they must have been faulty?
Well, nobody switched them off. And I can't imagine why anyone would want to deliberately sabotage them.
No.
But I can't see anything wrong. And Robert swears he checked the circuit thoroughly before he switched them on.
Well,
so, I just don't understand it.
There's a conspiracy at Brookfield.
Pip's still getting dressed. We're safe for another 5 minutes at least.
Right. Well, I've tried pretty well every piano deal in the county.
Oh, look.
I've managed to track down a promising one. A place in Felpisham.
Great.
Yeah, it sounds quite good.
And now you won't go spending too much, will you?
You let me worry about that.
Okay.
Well,
it's such a great idea, Phil. It's really good of you.
Oh, I've enjoyed looking. But if I do get this one, we'll have to sort out when you'd like it delivered.
Yeah. Christmas Eve would be best.
That might be difficult.
Well, as late as you can, so we don't have to hide it for too long.
Yeah, it's all right. I'll see what they can do and get back to you.
Pip's going to be so amazed on Christmas morning. I can't wait to see your face.
I'm going to look at the one in Felpisham this afternoon. I know the place. I've dealt with them before.
Ruth?
Hi, coffee's almost ready.
Morning.
Oh, Dad, can you come out to the yard? I'm going to need your help. And yours, love.
Huh?
Why? What's happened?
Bluebell.
What?
She's gone down. I can't get her up.
Gone down?
Yeah, she slipped on the yard.
Oh, how bad is it?
Well, I'm not sure. You better come and see.
Hello? Oh, is that you, Cathy? Come on in. Hello?
I'm sorry to call out. Oh! All right. Yes, sorry. I'm not used to meeting dead pheasants so early in the morning.
Oh, those, yes.
I do wish Eddie wouldn't have. I told him he ought to hang them in the shed.
Mm, nice looking birds.
I think they're a present from somebody. I've made some tea. Would you like some?
Oh, no, thanks. I've got to go and get Jamie's breakfast. Is Eddie around at the moment?
No, I'm afraid he's still in bed. He had a bit of a late night, you know.
Oh, not to worry. I was wondering if you could sell me some mistletoe.
Oh, right.
They're so hard to find. It's always out of reach.
Yeah, I dare say you can find some for you. I'll pass on the message.
Thanks.
I'll have to come down soon. My sausages will be ready.
Right. I'd better get back to Jamie.
Oh, is he looking forward to Christmas?
Oh, yes. Getting very excited. Opening the doors on his advent calendar.
It's lovely when they're his age, isn't it? They grow up so fast.
Oh, no. I'm trying to make it really special for him.
So what do you do for Christmas Day?
Well, Sid's coming round in the morning. I'm not sure what we'll do for lunch.
Funny to think you were still around Bridge Farm last year.
Yeah. In fact, I was wondering...
They're having quite a party this year, you know. Kirsty's going to be there and Helen's asked Greg for Christmas dinner.
Oh. Well, that must be a good sign.
You know, Pat's had her doubts about this whole business. His divorce and the kids and all.
She's been telling me.
Harry! You see...
Morning, Joe. You might have put your shirt on.
Well, I was looking for a clean one. Didn't know we had visitors.
It's all right. I must get back to Jamie.
Well, at least I got a clean vest on, eh?
Joe!
Bye then, Clary.
I'll tell Eddie to drop you around that mistletoe.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Shower slave.
Well, she's seen me in my vest often enough.
I don't know what she thinks of. As soon as she walks in, she bumps straight into them pheasants.
Pheasants?
Eddie left another brace hanging in the porch.
Oh.
It's got to stop. If he goes on like this, it's
bent. Well, it ain't nothing to do with me.
And I suppose you don't know nothing about the snail's lights going out, neither.
Lights?
Reckon it were just coincidence, do you?
Well, must have been a fault somewhere.
Poor Mrs. Snail. And they've gone to all that trouble. If it were Eddie, well, he's lucky he didn't electrocute himself.
Well, they're too bright for me. Right across from my window. Can't abide lights when I'm sleeping.
Oh, can't you?
Yeah.
Well, they mightn't bother you as much as you think.
Why not?
Because you'll have to move out of that room next week.
Move out? What for?
Because we need space to hang the turkeys.
What? Turkeys? In my room?
We'll have to. We ain't got nowhere else.
Where am I going to sleep?
Don't ask me, Joe. Ask Eddie.
Take it easy.
We'll need some more bales, David.
Yeah, coming.
No, don't try to move it.
If we prop it up a bit more.
Here we go.
Right. We'll get this against her back. Now, look, you push the bale in, Ruth, and I'll shove with David.
OK. Ready? Yeah.
Gently.
And that's it.
Oh, God, that's it. Push it right up against her.
There.
Good.
That's it.
That should make her more comfortable.
Oh, she's still in such pain, though, you can see.
I got through to Alistair. He's got a really busy surgery, but he said he'd try and be around in a couple of hours.
So what do we do till then? We can't just leave her out in the yard.
No, she'd be better off in a loose box. What do you reckon, Dad?
Well, if we could move her.
We don't want to make it worse.
Yeah, well, we could do it if we strapped a harness to the four-loader.
What harness?
Well, probably rig up something.
Yeah, what about those old Hessian sacks in the barn? I mean, they're strong enough. You could make them into a couple of slings.
Yeah, maybe we could. Oh, don't worry, love. We shan't take any risks.
You know why she came down, don't you? There was frost on the yard.
Well, there was a bit of ground frost.
You can still see the ice. You can't have scraped it out too well yesterday.
Well, all right, maybe I didn't do such a brilliant job. But
that's how accidents happen, David.
Let's concentrate on how to move her.
But you can see she can't move at all. If it's really bad, she might never get up again.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Well, it's all right. I got my shirt on now and my coat and all.
Oh, quite a nip in the air this morning.
I saw you talking to Robert Snow across the way.
Yes, he's been out fixing their lights.
Oh, he's got them working then.
Oh, yeah. He said they'd become disconnected somehow, where the wire goes into the house. It's a bit of a mystery.
Could have been a badger.
You think so?
Regular nuisance, them badgers.
Yes. Anyway, if you'll excuse me, I'm going down to see Pat.
Oh, got the morning off?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, before you go, there's someone who wants to ask you.
Oh?
You know I sleep downstairs in our front room? Well, Eddie wants me out next week. He needs it for... or for someone else. So,
That's a bit hard on you.
Yeah, with my chest and all. So I thought... Well, I wondered if maybe I could borrow your sofa for a few nights.
You mean sleep on it?
Ah, well, it's either that or the kitchen or sleep in with Edward, and I don't know which is the worst.
Yeah, I see.
I wouldn't be a nuisance. I'd bring me own blankets and pillows.
Well, I'd like to help, but the trouble
well,
is...
Well, I don't snore much. Well, not if I don't sleep on my back.
Yeah, but my settee's quite small, really, and the springs aren't very good.
Oh, I don't mind that.
You'd be very uncomfortable. And I stay up quite late. Jamie comes down early to watch TV. You wouldn't get much sleep at all.
Oh. Well, it was just a thought.
I am sorry, Joe.
Suppose it'll just have to be the kitchen.
William's ever so pleased. He's got tomorrow afternoon off special.
So what made Neil change his mind?
Oh. He did say he'd think it over, but I reckon Susan must have talked him round. She's sensible enough to see there ain't no harm in it.
Where's William taking her?
I don't know. He's keeping it close. He wants it to be a surprise.
Oh, quite a romantic, isn't he?
Yeah, I think it's nice. I know they all laugh at him sometimes. Because of his job. And he don't play the guitar and he ain't tattooed and I've got bits stuck in him here, there and everywhere.
None the worse for that.
And then there's our Edward. Oh, well, suppose it's all in the genes, isn't it?
Is he still getting these nightmares?
Yeah. I've been wondering if I should take him at the doctor's, but I know he won't hear all that.
Hello?
Oh, Kathy. Hi. Come on in.
Hello. Not too early, am I?
No, no, you're spot on.
I'll be getting back at the dairy then. Half an hour and I'll join you.
Right.
Oh, Clary, what's this about Joe having to sleep in the kitchen?
Hey? Oh, Eddie just wants his room for storage, just temporary.
Well, he seems a bit upset about it.
Why, what's he been saying to you?
He asked if he could sleep on my settee.
Oh, Kathy, he never...
Did he mean it?
Well,
that is so naughty. I hope you told him.
Yeah, what did you tell him?
I think he realised it wouldn't be very practical.
How could he? It's only for a few nights, and he's got his reclining chair in the kitchen. He'll be quite comfortable there.
I hope so.
I've a good mind to make him sleep in the garden. Just you wait till I get home.
Oh, don't be too hard on him.
Poor old Joe.
Yeah, I felt quite sorry for him. I hope he's back in his room before Christmas.
Yeah. Here's your coffee.
Thanks.
Kathy, I've been meaning to ask you, why don't you and Jamie come round for Christmas dinner?
Oh, well, that's nice of you. I know you've got quite a houseful this year.
Oh, there'll be room for a couple more.
No, really, it's very kind.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm quite sure. Jamie and I'll have a nice Christmas day at home together.
An inflatable cow mattress. It's like a big air bed, you know the kind of thing.
Do you think it'll do any good?
Well, it'll spread their weight, make things a lot easier. Alistair says he can get us one by tomorrow.
Is it really going to be worth it?
Oh, come on, love. Might not be as bad as all that.
Hello. How is she?
Well, Bert says Alistair's been... What was the verdict?
Well, it's not good, but...
It couldn't be much worse, David. She's ripped her muscles and her tendons.
Yes, I see.
He wasn't very optimistic. He doesn't think we'll get her up again.
Well, he said there was still a chance.
Oh, come on. The longer she lies there, the weaker she'll get. Her muscles will start to waste. She'll lose her confidence.
So, is there anything we can do to help?
Yes. We can try massage to encourage the torn muscles and tendons to knit together.
Do we want to put her through any more suffering?
Well, we can try. There's still a chance.
Alistair said there's no guarantee. I can't bear to see her lying there.
Ruth.
I'll fetch her some water. I'll be back in a minute.
Poor Ruth. Must be awful for her.
Yeah. Of all the cows in the herd, had to be Bluebell.
Yeah. That's the way it goes.
And I feel about 2 inches high. If I'd scraped the yard out more carefully...
Oh, it may not have been that at all. Cows slip up at the best of times.
Well, anyway, it's come at a bad time for Ruth. You know, she tries not to show it, but she's quite stressed out about the baby. And, you know, all that.
Yeah.
And she's got a regular cancer checkup tomorrow. And now this happens to her favourite cow.
And from what Alistair says, it doesn't sound too hopeful.
Well, whatever Alistair says, we're going to try and save her.
There's a treat in store for Emma Carter.
Hey, it's great. Really posh, you done all right, ain't you?
Yeah, it's a few years old, but I've got a good deal.
Yeah, smarter than my dad's car and cleaner. Oh, I bet it don't smell of pig nuts.
OK, let's get you in then.
This is going to be a laugh.
I'll take these, shall I?
Yeah, thanks. I have to sit down first.
Can you...
Yeah, just hold my arm. Oh. There we go.
You comfy?
Yeah. Fine, I got plenty of leg room.
Oh, I'll push the seat back for you.
Hey, nice stereo.
Yeah. I'll just put these in the back.
It's great. Seats are nice and comfy.
You OK, then?
You still haven't said where we're going to.
Ah, you'll find out.
You're keeping me in suspense, are you?
All right, I'll tell you this much. It's not far, but it's different.
Oh.
Yeah, and you might not have done it before.
Keep her going. A bit more yet.
You don't want to over-inflate it.
Yeah, we're OK yet.
If you pumps it up too hard, she won't be so comfy.
Hi. How's it going?
Oh, hi. We're still a bit soft, so I thought I'd shove some more air in.
All right, old girl. Nothing to worry about.
I was just saying, we don't want to make it too hard. Anyway, we might boost it.
What?
OK, that'll do it.
It's strong enough, Bert. It's designed to take the weight of a cow.
Well, I've never seen anything like this for cows. Still, I suppose if it helps.
It should do.
Yeah, I told you, Bert. It is designed to spread her weight, make it easier to turn her over.
Alistair went to a lot of trouble to get it for us.
All right. We'll have to see if it makes any difference.
Any sign of Dad?
He called to see us on his way over.
Good. OK. So now she's on the mattress, I reckon me and Bert could roll her over.
Well, just the two of us.
Well, we'll hang on for Dad anyway.
You OK?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just a bit. You know.
Well, I'm not surprised if you've been showing that cow around.
He was up twice last night to massage her.
Yeah, well...
Massage? Do you reckon that's going to do the trick?
Massage and manipulation help those muscles to heal.
Well, I've seen a few cows go down like this, and most of them never
go... Yeah, OK, but let's get this airline out of the way, shall we?
All right. Well, give us a chance.
Oh, hello. Oh, you got her on the mattress?
Yeah, a bit of a struggle, but we managed it. Alistair gave us a hand.
Yeah.
Now you're here, we'll turn her again.
Right.
Bert, you take the shoulders.
Right.
Dad, if you could go in the middle.
Oh, where shall I? Cool.
You just be careful, Ruby.
You stay by her head, love, and steady her.
OK.
Right. Now, say when you're ready.
OK. You got it, Bert?
Right, I'm ready.
Right. Two, three.
OK, nice and easy.
Early there.
That's it.
Okay. Ooh. Okay, fine. Great. That's brilliant.
Yes.
Well, who'd have thought it? An inflatable cow bed. Proper job.
Yeah, well, two of us could do it next time.
Now, do you need a hand with anything else?
No, I don't think so, thanks. Now she's over, I'll give her some more massage.
You sure?
Yeah, I'll milk her again later on as well.
There now, it's all over.
Well, you just shout if you want a hand.
All right, thanks, Bert.
Well, if it's going to work, you're going to have to keep this up for a few more days.
Yes, I know.
Maybe longer, who knows? You'll have your hands full and now
it's all right, don't worry, Bert. I'll manage.
Well, I haven't seen much of him neither. Mum says he's still doing his community service, so...
That's one thing anyway.
Yeah, and now he's got this job at the canning factory.
Yeah. Be good for him. Just hope he don't blow it.
So, what about one of these cakes, then?
Oh, I don't know.
Go on. You can choose any you want.
Can't believe this. I can't decide.
It's all right. She's left us the trolley. Take your time.
Maybe a fruit gâteau.
Yeah, have some more tea while you're thinking.
Oh, thanks. I'm not used to this. It's the trouble.
Well, I told you it were different. And I thought you'd like someone waiting on you for a change.
Yeah, Grey Gables. I can tell you. It's one up on Lower Loxley. It's all flapjacks and teabags.
Yeah, only the best, you know.
Yeah, like Earl Grey or Darjeeling. Like we're a couple of VIPs.
Well, shows what you can do when you got connections. All it took was, like, a quick call to the manager.
It's really sweet of you, William.
Well, I mean, it's not like having a night out clubbing.
That'd be no fun for me, would it? This is much better.
And I thought even your dad would approve.
I'm sorry you were such a pain. I didn't really mean it.
Yeah, well.
He just worries too much. But I can't complain. It's been really good to me. Really patient, you know. Oh, and my mum too.
That's nice.
Okay. I'll have one of them French tart things with the fruit on top.
Oh, right.
A nice big one, please.
There you are, Miss Carter.
Thank you, Mr. Grundy. And I might even have an eclair afterwards.
Whoa, don't get carried away.
Well, it's not often I get asked out to tea. But I make the most of it, don't I?
Well, yes, well, that's a possibility. I'll have to check with my daughter-in-law. Yes, all right. Yes, that's fine. Thank you for your help. Bye.
Phil, hello.
Oh, Jennifer, come on in. Jill won't be long. She's down at the shop.
We were going to talk about presents for Mum.
Ah, well, have a seat.
Oh, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. Just been talking to my piano man.
Oh, yes, Jill said. You're getting one for Pip.
I've already found one. Ruth wants it delivered as close as possible to Christmas.
Oh, yes, not an easy thing to hide.
Well, that's the problem. I think they'd have to lock it in the dining room.
Oh, it's a super present there. I'm sure she'll love it.
Mm. How are you doing with your Christmas shopping?
Oh, don't. I've hardly even started.
Well, perhaps Brian's getting you something nice in Budapest.
Oh, why should I think shopping's the last thing on his mind?
How's he getting on? Have you heard from him?
Yes, he called last night. He's very cheerful. Sounded as if he was in a bar somewhere.
And I thought he'd gone to look at farms.
Well, yes, he'd seen one already, and he's going to see another two today, or so he claimed.
What did he think of them?
Well, he didn't talk for very long. He said they're allowed to buy the buildings, but only a certain amount of land, and they'd have to rent most of it.
Could be a shrewd investment all the same.
Do you think so?
Though not for the faint-hearted.
Well, that's Brian's great talent, isn't it? Spotting an opportunity, knowing when to take a gamble.
Well, I'm sure he won't back a loser.
It's starting to dawn on me. If he does go ahead, he'll be popping over there all the time. And I'll see even less of him than I do now.
Oh, dear.
I suppose it says something about a relationship that I still miss him when he's away.
Mm. It's not locked.
Hey, evening, Bert.
Oh, Bert, hello.
Hello.
Oh, Mrs. Aldridge.
Do you want to come in and sit down?
No, I won't stay, thanks, all the same. I'm on my way home. It's about that cow.
Bluebell, has there been any change?
Oh, she's much the same.
Oh, yes, Debbie told me. It's Ruth's favourite cow.
Yes, it's very bad luck.
Well, I'm going back up there tonight to help David shift her over, so that'll save you a visit.
Oh, that's kind of you, Bert.
Well, it's easier with two and with Ruth in her condition.
Yes, indeed.
How often does she need to be moved?
Well, every 2 or 3 hours, ideally.
Gosh, that's quite a commitment.
Ah, well, it just hopes we're not all wasting our time.
So it's back to biscuits and tea bags. Gonna be a letdown after that.
Yeah, it was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah, fantastic. Oh, them eclairs.
Okay. I hope your dad's not been worrying.
No, back in plenty of time. It's only just got dark.
Okay, then. Should I get you...
William, I really did enjoy this afternoon. Thanks ever so much for taking me.
Thanks for coming.
No, honest, it's... Well, it's the best time I've had... Well, you know.
Now you've come out once, maybe... Well, maybe they'll let you do it again sometime.
I'd like that.
Yeah.
Don't look so surprised. Nice new car. Strong man to hold my crutches. Could get used to this.
Oh.
Come here. Come on, I can't move you. You have to lean over. Well, what is it?
Your dad. He's at the front door.
Thanks, Dad. Great timing.
I'm sorry.
What are you apologising for? Enough to put anyone off.
Yeah. Perhaps we better get you indoors, eh?
All right. We'll save it for another time, then.
You still going?
Oh, yeah, nearly done. Just getting this pump out of the way.
Supper's ready. Are you going to be much longer?
Oh, well, me and Bert got her shifted and milked. I've still got to do the massage, though. Oh. Hey, good news about your checkup, eh?
Yeah.
Hmm? So we can forget about that again for a while.
David, can't the massage wait till after supper?
Oh, well, I'd rather do it now. I'll come out again about 12.
So when are you going to bed?
Oh, don't worry, I'll get some kit.
But if you do her at 12, then you're up again at 5.
Well, no, actually, I might set the alarm for 3 or so. Just nip down and give her another massage.
Oh, still sore, I know.
Okay, I'll have a go at this leg. Do a bit of manipulation.
Okay, old girl.
Keep everything moving. Stop you from seizing up, eh?
You really think it's going to work?
It'll be worth a try.
If there really was a chance.
Well, so long as we keep this up, keep the circulation going, help it all to heal again.
I hope you're right. I so hope you are.
Well, there's no guarantees, but you'd be doing just the same if you weren't 6 months pregnant. You'd never give up on her.
I wish I could help you more. I know I can't turn her, but...
Don't even think about it.
I could try some massage, though. And maybe I could do one of the night shifts.
No, absolutely not. Anyway, there's no need.
But if it gives you some more sleep...
Look, I'm all right. You're the one that matters. Hey? You and young Sprog here.
I suppose you're right.
So, you look after yourself. I'll look after Bluebell.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was edited in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.